Excellent points by Sheikh Ali. I just wanted to add a few things to this. First of all, this entire attitude of self-deprecation, of the lack of self-esteem that has been pumped into the Muslim masses, especially by the colonial past and by the media imperialism that we have right now. And unfortunately, there are people within our communities who, even though they are sincere, I'm not saying that they are insincere people, but they have this psychological tendency of saying, as if when they find out some weakness, they say, Alhamdulillah, oh, we are weak. We were kind of inclining towards thinking that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us strong, but no, Alhamdulillah, we are the same as we were like 50, 60 years ago. This is a psychological illness, brothers and sisters. Khud tahqiri, self-deprecation, a lack of self-esteem. And therefore, and it's even more painful when you see some people hailing from the Hausa, residing in different places around the world, providing these analyses, saying that no, Iran, the Islamic revolution, the Islamic resistance, they aren't strong, they aren't, it's all, maybe it's all of their victories are because of support by some other powers. It makes a person like me wonder that, brother, you who have graduated from the Hausa, do you have any idea about Tawheed? Do you remember what Imam Khomeini said when he famously said and he declared this, the only superpower in the world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Even if the Islamic revolution is strong, it is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the resistance is strong, it is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just because of technology and this. Other people have technology as well. So there is this strange disconnect between our own religious beliefs and then how we analyze things in the actual world. So we kind of compartmentalize our beliefs and we say these are for the Husainiyah, for the Imam Barga, for the masjid. The moment I come out, I'm going to do a secular analysis, even if I have an imamah on my head. So please be careful of this. And the second thing that people of this sort will do, either consciously or I don't know out of mistake, is that since they cannot understand, they cannot divorce themselves from this lack of self-esteem, from this slave-like behavior, slave-like psychology, slowly and surely you'll find them changing the narrative about your historical leaders. So you'll find someone saying Imam Hussein was negotiating with Yazid, ma'azallah ta'ala. You'll find another person saying that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he did bay'ah of Yazid, ma'azallah ta'ala, coming out with this zaif narration. And then based on this zaif narration, which if you go through the, and I don't want to go into the juziyah, the particulars, if you go through the Arabic of the narration, doesn't even talk about allegiance or anything. So that is the level of illiteracy that some of the graduates that go out from here have. But putting that aside, the Quran has taught us that when we have mutashabihat, when we have things that are dubious, that are not clear, you take the muhkamat, you take the principles, the foundational principles, and then you interpret those things that are dubious or doubtful. Not the other way around. You don't come back and say, we're going to change the entire personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the entire personality of the Holy Prophet, the entire personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam, etc. Just to fit those into our own slave-like mindset. And therefore, going at a very divergent path, not only from the theoretical basis of Islam in Nabi Muhammadi, the true Muhammadan Islam, but from all of the legitimate marajil, from all of the legitimate scholars of Islam. What is the sense of that?